Pray always and do not lose heart. Amen. We hear in our gospel today Jesus telling his disciples to always pray and to not lose heart. He says, "And God will grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night." Let's step back just a moment to consider who Luke is and who he's writing to. It's important to note that Luke is writing primarily to the Gentiles, the non-Jews in his culture. It's a gospel wanting its readers to understand that God offers love and life, hope and salvation to Jews and Gentiles alike. It's a gospel written to include those who are thinking they may be left out. And as far as Luke is concerned, that includes not just the Gentiles, but everyone else on the fringes too. Women and children, the poor and the broken, and the stranger. This is a theme throughout this gospel, beginning with the beautiful Magnificat uttered by Mary at the beginning of the gospel, in which she gives humble thanks for the announcement of the angel Gabriel that she will become the mother of our Lord. His gospel also speaks especially to women and the women who had roles in the life of Jesus. The dominant culture in Luke's context were the Jews. They set the cultural norms for their country, which is normal in every culture and civilization. While Rome occupied Israel, the Jews and their religious leaders owned the hearts and souls of its people and defined their national identity. I remember prayer and the practice of praying early on as a child from first grade. I went to St. Joseph's Catholic Elementary School, and we attended daily Mass at the church next door. We would arrive in our classroom and then march single file down the sidewalk, led by the nuns trying to keep us in order, especially the first graders. And we marched into the church where there was seating for each grade, beginning with the first grade in the front. I remember two things from those early days and daily Mass. One is that I learned to love music and singing in church. And secondly, and equally important, was the regularity and practice of doing this form of prayer daily. And it has stayed with me to this day. Pray always and don't lose heart, Jesus tells us. Through this experience, and what I've witnessed time and again in my life, it is the practice of doing regular prayer, taking the time, and just following through that increases the discipline for prayer in me. Art and I get up most mornings now for 39 years and have morning prayer and coffee at 5:30. And then now during the school year, we get our first kid on the bus at 6. But that sacred half hour feeds us in ways I cannot explain. It's not mostly the petition type of prayers of asking for something. It's praying the Psalms, hearing the daily readings, doing the collects of the day, and praise to God, and prayer and song. And let me tell you, there are many a morning I would rather pull the sheets up over my head and stay in bed, but get up anyway. It is the regularity of this daily practice that matters, not the substance of some quid pro quo arrangement, a word we're hearing a lot lately these days, that if I pray, I'll get something, I'll get this or that. This is what I think is at the heart of today's gospel, and even underscored by Jesus in the parable of the judge and the widow, who is relentless in her demanding justice of the judge. The judge, who we heard had little regard for people or God, agreed to hear this widow because of her constant nagging and persistence. Prayer is all about persistence and staying with it and not making it conditional or some outcome. God, if I pray to you, you will heal my illness, cure the addiction of my child or friend. I'll attend weekly church if you spare my wife. Find me a job that's better than the one I've got. You'll help me find the resources to make my financial ends meet. It's not the demands we put on God, but it's the building of a relationship between ourselves and God. Intentional regular prayer is one of the ways to build and strengthen that relationship and the relationship of our loved ones. I have found over the years, if my spouse and I stop praying for whatever reason, our morning prayers on a regular basis, it seems that our relationship suffers and we begin having difficulties. The focus of relationship rather than what I get puts us in a position to see the grace that's right in front of us all the time, hidden in plain sight. I think it's intentionally developed this posture in each of us that's helping me to see God's response to relationships through prayer. In many small God moments, we seem to be encountering around here more and more. Events that I posit are there all the time, hidden in plain sight, but not consciously evident. Just give you an example. A few weeks ago, before the pumpkin festival, the construction worker started digging the land away to build a sidewalk in front of our church and house, both wondering how this might affect our festival and genuinely being curious that I am. I went to talk to the crew to see if they were going to dig this path all the way to the elementary school for the event, because we may need overflow parking. They said they doubted it would happen. Then things started to happen. Possibly in part it didn't hurt that Jack Gasper followed up with the call. But like magic, they started pouring concrete, and by the time we were ready to start the weekend, the entire sidewalk was complete. God's hand shone as these workers were good neighbors to us. On Friday, when these guys arrived, we greeted them with a few dozen donuts just to say thank you for their help. And they had not forgotten, and the story continued to unfold this week. A crew showed up and delivered bricks for the sidewalk leading from the church now over to town center. And it's beautiful if you've seen it out front. The foreman came right in and introduced himself and asked politely, "Could we please use your parking lot to stage here this week? And we'll be out of your way when you need the lot." I said, "Sure." He also asked, "The porta potty they ordered didn't show up. Could they simply use our bathroom on Monday?" And I said, "Sure." Toward the end of the day, I called him back, the foreman Phil, and said, "Why don't you just use our bathrooms for the week so your guys can get out of the cold and warm up a little bit and use the bathroom?" Then Nelson came in my office shortly after talking to the guys outside and said to me, "The crew is canceling the porta potty and donating the money instead to the church." I went outside to thank Phil, and he introduced me to his brother and business partner, Mike, who said, "Phil, $200 is too cheap to give to the church. We should be giving them much more." They arrived that morning to bathrooms ready for them and a pot of coffee. And at the end of the week, Phil said, "We've never been treated on a job site this way before." That, my friends, is prayer through relationship. We never asked the crew to complete the sidewalk, let alone pour the concrete. We never asked the company to donate funds to our church. While simple, it's a story that's laced with God's grace and gifts given and shared among neighbors. I talk a lot about seeing where God is in the neighborhood. This is what it can look like. This is what we're seeking to achieve collectively when we invite community partners in to share our bounty of our events and we take the time to reach out to them. And they're noticing it all over town. And I think it's partly why the land sale has gone so well this time. We approach the idea as equals and partners, not one side looking to get more over the other, but fairly working together. And ironically, the appraiser came back and appraised it more in our favor, told the town, and they totally agreed. This kind of thing's happening all the time in my life and in many of your lives as well. It's like the man who paid for Alberta's groceries when she was having difficulty at the store checkout, and then her turning around and taking that amount of money and donating it to a cause that she believes in. This is not quid pro quo grace. It's not that type of prayer. It's not making prayer something conditional or doing it for a specific purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. It's important to ask and put ourselves before God to express our need, and Jesus has a lot to say about that as well, to constantly pray and bring forward things that are of need in your life, that ironically also are already known to God. These that I was explaining are prayers answered that weren't asked, but as a result of developing a posture of building a relationship with God, a relationship with ourselves, and a relationship with the world around us. We see these prayers answered all the time in little and sometimes big surprises of God's grace in our midst. Jesus tells us, pray always and do not lose heart. Thanks be to God.